All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. SportingDebate.com's podcast. Got my man Steve, and I got a special guest back again, our writer. Offensive writer. The guy who loves to push your buttons. My main man, Jeff De La Rosa.
What's going on? Thanks for having me again.
All right, guys, let's go ahead. Let's pay these bills because we got some great topics to get into. Go ahead, Jeff, let them know about that book.
Keeping it real always, Inside the Mind of Elite. Catch it at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com. Go check it out.
My Family Story by Lorraine M. Alate. Listen, you go outside, you look out your window, you see foreclosure signs, you see people struggling with banks. What about housing crisis? This book gives you all the information you need to know. This is her personal life story, what she's been through. Go check it out, Amazon.com.
Yo, Jeff, you like that music, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
You feeling it?
It's dope.
Oh, man. Well, then, everybody, check out DJ K-Dub. You can check out his music at SoundCloud.com/BanLaz0R. You can also follow him, Twitter.com/LaZ0RProductions. Go and check him out.
www.mintapparelnyc.com. The hottest shirts, the hottest gear. He's also coming out with a new clothing line. Be on the lookout for it. Go get some clothing at that webpage. You will love it. I'm promising you that. Guys, bills are paid. Steve.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Steve, you're a little worried right now. What is going on with your Miami Heat? I'm going to give you first. We're going to game seven, baby.
A couple ideas.
We're going to game seven. And I called this weeks, maybe even months back, that the Indiana Pacers were going to the NBA Finals.
You did.
Steve, go ahead. The floor is yours.
I'm not, you know what? I want to say to all the fans out there, I am not backing down. I think the Heat will win game seven.
Mm-hmm.
However, this concerns me if you're a Heat fan because, I mean, where is Dwayne Wade? Where is Chris Bosh? You know, you have LeBron James just trying to carry his team on his own, and they're struggling, man. And people, I think teams are starting to find out that maybe the big three are not really the three that we all thought they were, you know? It's concerning if you're a fan. However, though, I think Miami's still going to find a way to pull it out. And I feel like they're going to win the next series and be the champions. But if they do not win Game 7, I'm sorry, folks, but the big three may be done. It could be over.
That's tough.
Could be over.
Good.
What I think is Bosch and Wade are relying too much on LeBron. Bosch had to do it by himself in Toronto. Wade had to do it by himself when he was alone in Miami.
Yep.
And now they're like, okay, well, we don't want to do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to let LeBron do it all. He did it all in Cleveland. He's the best player in the league, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to let him do it. And then we're just going to say that we have injuries here, we have injuries there. At this time of year, everybody has injury. Yeah. Carmelo played with a broken shoulder throughout the playoffs. He did his best. So LeBron needs to stop flopping. He needs to get fined $1 million every time he flops. Oh, and he needs to step up and get his team to the championship because right now, you know, everybody has them for the last 3 years, since the beginning of the season. They've had them going to the finals every single year. He needs to step up.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think the Pacers should have won this series already.
Wow.
Okay, guys. All good. It's all fun and games. But let's call it like it is. I tell you this every week, Steve. And every week you just continue to sugarcoat things. Jeff, I kind of feel like you're putting all the blame on one person. That's not right. Because at the end of the day, Dwayne Wade... Where have you been, Dwayne Wade? Where have you been? You are nowhere to be found. You got a knee injury. Okay, you know what? Injuries happen. Chris Bosh, where have you been? You Avatar, where have you been? Where have you been? I'm sorry. This is unacceptable. You are not injured, okay? There is no reason you should go 3 consecutive games without scoring 10 points.
Yeah.
How is that acceptable?
That's
Udonis Haslam is a better player than you are right now. Udonis Haslam. Really? Don't give me the excuse that Chris Birdman was out of that game. I don't want to hear anybody say that that's why they lost the game. I don't want to hear that. Because Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James should be enough to beat Roy Hibbert, Paul George, and George Hill of the Indiana Pacers. Okay? That's how they should be ashamed of themselves. Just like Monix were ashamed to lose to this team, Miami should be ashamed too. The Indiana Pacers have more heart, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster.
And you to think that the Pacers are just that good?
No, they're not.
Best, one of the best defensive teams in the league.
They have heart.
They have size. They rebound.
The Indiana Pacers,
flaw, which was the Knicks' flaw.
The Indiana Pacers will be lucky to win 3 games, if they even can, against San Antonio if they make the finals.
This might be true.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, one person that's really been making the difference for the Pacers. And I feel like all of us are not really giving the Pacers that much due credit. You know, we're more attacking the Heat that they should be winning this. And this
You're right. They're playing well.
Let's be honest. Roy Hibbert, I read a stat that Roy Hibbert is making them shoot, like, I believe under 50%. When he's off the floor, that number goes above 66%. Mm-hmm. That is a huge difference, gentlemen. So, really, we have to give credit to the Pacers and Roy Hibbert.
That's why he should have been in game two at the end, and that's why the Pacers should be in the finals right now.
Yeah, you're probably right. And then another guy as well. I mean, we're not giving enough credit to Paul George. I believe George was on LeBron for most of the game.
I'm not going to give credit to Paul George. You want to know why I'm not?
Why not?
Because Paul George has not showed up in this series as much as he did in the previous series. So I can't. Now, he's still playing. He just started scoring now.
Right.
The last two games when he's finally started scoring.
Yes.
Okay. It's not like before then that he was like putting all these great offensive numbers, because he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He's now starting to go to that next level. I think he's going to be a great player, but I don't think he's been there. Roy Hibbert has been the most consistent guy on that team. I think you guys would agree.
Yes.
You know, but
hands down.
At the end of the day, nobody can look me in the eye and tell me if Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh were to at least show up a little bit, give me a half, that Miami would be losing this series. Nobody can tell me that.
That you're right. You're absolutely
That's
right.
That's my problem with this, is Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, you know what they're doing?
Once again,
they're getting comfortable because they got LeBron
James.
Why
can't you give the Pacers credit? Maybe their strategy is to get Bosh and Wade out of the game and let LeBron do whatever he wants.
Have you been watching the games?
I have.
Okay, so if you've been watching the games, that's not their strategy at all. Yesterday, what did they do? Every time LeBron touched the ball, they threw two or three guys at him. So Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, make a shot. Dwayne Wade missed about four layups yesterday. Four layups.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
How do you miss four layups? So don't tell me that's what they're doing, Jeff. I know what you want to do. You want to give Indiana credit. And again, they didn't get here just because they were lucky. No, they're a good team.
Yeah.
But there is no way Miami should be, even in this situation that they're in. Chris Bosh, make a shot.
Now, go on another topic.
Yeah.
Say what you said, you know, off air about what LeBron James said. I want the fans to understand if this was right call or a wrong call.
I tweeted about this last night, okay? Sporting Debate, the Twitter. Listen, they interviewed LeBron and they said, you know, how do you feel about the struggles with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh? This bothered me a little bit, okay? He was quick to point out that Dwayne Wade missed a couple of gimmies. Those were his exact words.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade missed a couple of gimmies. He says if he makes one or two of those, he probably gets it turned around. Mm-hmm. He says Chris Bosh, he's been struggling also. He needs to turn. We need him to turn it around. Without him, we're not going to go anywhere. Now, LeBron James has played very well in this series. He's been the best player in this entire
series, hands down.
But you never come out in the media and you throw your teammates under the bus like that. I have a major problem with that. But what's sad about it is the truth.
Cleveland days.
Yeah, he did say that also. So that's basically saying, look, my guys aren't doing their part. He basically said in that interview yesterday, I'm doing my part. Everybody else isn't doing theirs.
But at the end of the day, he's expected to, just like Carmelo's expected to, just like Kobe's expected to for his team and Jordan was for his team. When your team loses, whether it's your fault or not, you're the one that's going to get blamed because you're the best player on the team.
Does Carmelo have a big three?
He does not. Does
Kobe have a big three?
That's debatable.
Kobe has a big three?
That's debatable.
Okay.
He had Dwight Howard. He had Gasol. He had Steve Nash. That's debatable.
There's no debate in that. They didn't come out with like a whole interview. Not one, not two, not three.
That's just cockiness.
Exactly my point. So, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. LeBron James, he is showing up. He is the best player, but he shouldn't have done that. He was wrong for that.
And I'm reading between the lines in this interview because, I mean, let's face it, gentlemen. You can tell he's kind of getting frustrated. It kind of sounds like if this thing goes south, LeBron James may not be in South Beach anymore,
Take it easy.
I'm just saying.
What do you think about the big three, though? You think they're going to be sticking together for
I don't think they can move Dwayne Wade. I honestly don't.
No.
Because the injury problems, I don't think he's going to get any better. He's only going to get worse. However, what I do think can happen is I think Chris Bosh can be moved. And you guys are hearing it first. If they are going to move Chris Bosh, I think a really good fit would be something like an Al Jefferson for Chris Bosh type of move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not based on any sources. That's just on what fits, basically. That's probably what you're looking at.
But this scenario is only happening if they lose, what, Game 7 or after next year's finals?
No. I mean, I honestly think that they're stuck with the team that they have.
Mm.
But if they could make a move, that would be the one move I think they can make.
Hmm.
I'm going to go like this. If they lose game seven, then Pat Riley is probably going to consider breaking those three guys up because he still needs size.
Okay.
You know, they still need certain pieces. And Cleveland is looking pretty nice over there with all the draft picks they have, all the money they have. LeBron might want to go back home.
I wish I can get more into that because then it looks like he's basically leaving a bad situation to go to another good one, which is what he did with Cleveland. We don't have time for that because we got another major debate coming up about Jeff's previous article.
Okay.
So let's get into paying these bills. Jeff, let them know.
Keeping it real always, Inside the Mind of Elite, a book of poems. Go check it out at Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, and BarnesandNoble.com.
My Family Story, Lorraine and Malate. Look outside your window, you're going to see foreclosure signs. Talk to friends, talk to family. You hear about the struggles that people are going through with banks. Some of these banks, they're playing dirty. There's no other way around it. So read this book. It educates you a little bit, especially if you're thinking about buying a home. This is the book, Amazon.com. Go check it out.
Hey, if you guys love this music, go check out DJ K-Dub. You can check out his music at SoundCloud.com/VanLazyZeroR. You can also follow him at Twitter.com/LazyZeroR Productions.
And again, guys, if you like the shirts that I got on, which you can't really see me, but I think Jeff, I think Steve, they both like it. www.mintapparelnyc.com. If you a city boy, whether you're from New York, Chicago, anyway, if you're a city boy, go to this website. If you're not a city boy and you down south type of guy like Steve is, listen, still go check out this website. It got some good clothing, some good lines. Now, Jeff, you just recently came out with an article debating Jordan.
Check it out.
LeBron, go check it out on the NBA page on sportingdebate.com.
Yes.
Jordan and LeBron, not even Kobe. I'm throwing them right out of this mix. Okay, who are you taking in their prime? Jordan or LeBron? If you're building a franchise, who are you taking? Jordan or LeBron? Jeff, you wrote the article, so you get the floor.
And I'm
first.
A Knicks fan. Everybody knows I'm a Knicks fan, diehard Knicks fan, and it hurt me to go for Jordan because Jordan killed us each and every year in the 80s and in the 90s. He killed us. That being said, I think he's the best player I've ever seen play. He was clutch. He has the rings. He's perfect in the finals. He has the MVPs. He passed the ball when he needed to. He played defense. He was all around. He was just a freak of nature.
Is that it?
That's now, what you got. Now, I got to hear what you got to say first.
All right. This is one where Jeff got this right, which rarely happens, but but you got it right. I mean, hands down, you take Jordan, and it's for the reasons of what he stated. Granted, I know what you're going to come with, Jesus, that he's athletic, and he's built, and he's powerful, and he can just mow his way through people, but I'm going to take the guy who hits the shot clutch every time. Who do I want to have the ball with 2 seconds on the clock, down by two, to take the three-point shot, to take the two? I'm taking Jordan.
Your Ernest, all day. MJ, if you read my article, it tells you that he had something like 26 game-winning shots in his career. That's outrageous. LeBron is never going to
even that. And I will say this. Even if LeBron James finishes with the same amount of titles and has more points, more scoring, I'm still taking Jordan.
And the reason why he's not, the previous argument we just had, he has two of the best players in the league right now on his team, and he can't even finish off a Pacers team. They can't finish him off.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to shoot the shot when it counts the most. He's been doing it recently, I would say this year, last year, but early on in his career, his first 8 seasons of his career, LeBron was known as the guy who did not want to take that shot. He would pass it off. I don't want it. Hot potato. Mm-hmm. Jordan was like, give me the ball. If he goes in the huddle, Phil Jackson, pass the ball to Jordan. Give me the ball. That's what he wanted
Stop
to do.
Stop it, Jesus. What's the face for? Stop it.
Make your case, Jesus.
What was my question? Was my question who do I want at the end of the game? Or was my question who do I want to build a franchise? What was my question?
It's Michael Jordan. Still, same thing. Question? Michael Jordan.
All franchise. I'm hearing you guys saying.
Last minute
All I'm
of the
hearing
game.
You guys saying is last minute of the game. Last shot. Who do
last
I want to take?
Shot, last minute.
Well, guess what, buddy?
Franchise.
Guess what, buddy? I need to get to that last minute. I need to keep the game close so I can get there.
Yeah.
Okay? So
and then you get there and lose the game.
I need to get there first. Okay?
I want to get there and win it.
You need to get there first. So you guys didn't even answer the question. All you're saying is, give me LeBron, give me Michael Jordan at the end of the game to game. I'm not asking you that. Listen to the question at hand. You're building a franchise.
Michael
you have
Jordan.
A team.
Michael
Who
Jordan.
Are you taking first
the
and
same.
Why?
Michael Jordan. Your airness.
And is, why?
He is responsible.
Why? Don't tell
he
me
is solely responsible for making Phil Jackson the best coach of all time.
So Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal didn't help him with that?
If Jordan didn't help him get 6 titles, maybe he doesn't even play with Kobe.
Again, my question, did Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal help him get more titles?
They did.
Yes,
they did.
Right?
But what I'm saying is, did Michael Jordan have anything
to do with that?
The Lakers probably even look in Phil Jackson's direction.
Did Michael Jordan have anything to do with him winning all those championships in L.A.?
We're not talking about the Lakers.
You brought it up.
I'm telling you that Jordan is a beast. Go look
at
his numbers.
You just said he made Phil Jackson
in the finals.
He did.
You said he made Phil Jackson, right? Did Phil Jackson win championships after Phil Jackson left?
Yeah, he won.
Yeah.
Okay,
who
did I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. Okay.
Yeah, with two Hall of Famers.
So then here's my next question.
One monster.
How many championships did Michael Jordan win without Phil Jackson? Oh, man, it just got awfully quiet.
Right, but how many years did he actually play without Phil
Jackson? Man, it got awfully quiet. No, he played a lot of years. Go look at him when he was from the 80s and early 90s, all right? So don't come at me with that. It got awfully quiet in
here. Make your case for LeBron. Why would you pick LeBron over Jordan?
Because LeBron James is all about team.
Okay.
LeBron James is all about team. Now, again, if LeBron James blows his knee out tomorrow, then I won't say this. But if LeBron James continues on the exact same path that he's headed on, and he doesn't stop, then yes, LeBron James will go down as the greatest player in NBA history because he's good at distributing, he's a great jump shooter, he's a great defender, he takes it to the rim, he can take the contact, he can stay healthy, okay. He does it all. And don't come at me with championships. Is that what you're going to say? Go ahead.
Last couple of seconds, early in his years. Uh-huh.
What about now? Because Michael Jordan, if you want to come up with that he wasn't clutch, well, Michael Jordan early in his career, what happened with the Detroit Pistons? He couldn't get by them at all in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
What year was it that Michael Jordan finally made the finals? How many years were he in the league already? Six, 7 years,
like
right?
Same amount of as
six,
LeBron
seven
was.
Years? Yeah. Actually, no. Actually not. Incorrect, my friend. Because LeBron James made the finals, I believe it was his third or fourth year with Boozer. Go look that up, my
friend.
And
they lost.
And they lost, yeah. Okay. But they still made it.
And we're talking about it again.
And then now. Michael Jordan played with one of the 50 greatest players of all time, Scottie Pippen. Right or wrong?
Okay, now I can flip it. All right, who is LeBron currently playing with?
Dwayne Wade, who can't even make it up and down the court
right now. But when he won it with Dwayne, was Dwayne Wade better?
Go look at Dwayne Wade's numbers. They were not that great. Go look at his numbers.
Did
last
he
year.
Not contribute?
He wasn't.
Through
he
that
wasn't.
Whole,
like,
through
of
that
course
whole
he
run.
Contributed. Of course. So did Steve Kerr. So, your argument makes no sense.
It does.
Because
make
Dennis
sense.
Rodman contributed too, and Dennis Rodman was the greatest rebounder in NBA history.
Then I could keep going down the line with Miami.
So
Heat.
Again, LeBron James makes everybody around him better. Michael Jordan was very good at taking over a game. That's the difference between the two.
Mm.
When it's game time, and it's time to win a game.
So you're telling me you don't want that guy who takes over a game?
I would love to have that guy who takes over the game.
And you're
I want a guy that's going to make everybody around my team.
Michael Jordan did not make that.
That's so not what I'm saying. I'm saying that LeBron James made his guys better. A little bit more better than what Michael Jordan made his guy. Last time I checked, 1994 and 1995, the 2 years that Michael Jordan retired, that he was gone for the play baseball.
Right.
Go look at the numbers. Scottie Pippen was top five in the MVP voting those years. Go look at it. Go look at the numbers. He was one of the best players in the NBA those years. They still made the playoffs.
And ultimately, they would lose to the Knicks.
But they still made the playoffs, right? Did they still not make
Knicks.
The playoffs? Miami Heat right now. You take LeBron James off that team. Are they a playoff
team? They're still. I think they're playoff.
Yes, they are.
Have you seen Dwayne Wade?
They're a playoff team.
Have you seen the East?
Under .500. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase
that.
In
the East, the first four or five teams are good. Then the rest are garbage.
Let me rephrase that. Okay. You take that Miami Heat team. Okay. You put them in the 90s. Okay. With LeBron James. Okay. You put them in the 90s. But are they a playoff team in the East? In the 90s.
In the 90s, I don't even know because this is a totally different game.
It's a physical game.
There's fouling stuff going on.
He flops.
These fouls being called.
Not physical?
Who wasn't seeing that in
the I don't like LeBron. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm not a big LeBron fan because of what he did to Cleveland. But at the end of the day, I have to be honest with myself. I have to be honest. When a guy is great, a guy is great.
So,
and if he continues doing what he's doing.
So how many titles he didn't finish with?
I'm not worried about the titles.
Oh,
because if we're worried about titles, you want to know what? Then Bill Russell was the greatest player in NBA history.
Well, you
because he has the
there.
Most titles.
You can throw him in the conversation.
You can throw him in the
conversation. But he averaged 15
now
compared to Jordan's 30.
You guys just killed yourself right now. Because you guys are basically saying that Bill Russell needs to be thrown in there with Michael Jordan as one of the greatest.
You can throw him in the conversation.
You can throw him in the conversation.
And everybody has their own opinion.
Are you kidding me?
Phil Jackson called Bill Russell the greatest of all time.
How great was Bill Russell offensively?
He averaged 15 points a game. Exactly. That's not great to me. But then he also averaged over 20 rebounds.
Exactly. Of course he did. And
he was a beast.
Yeah, and so did Wood Chamberlain, all these guys. There wasn't any big men then. There wasn't any big men back then. It was Wood Chamberlain and Bill Russell. Those were your big men.
But you can
then.
Still throw them in the conversation. And then people can decide.
I didn't
on
say
opinion.
We would pick them.
My
I said
opinion,
you can throw them in the conversation.
MJ, and your opinion
not,
no,
he's not
would.
Even in the conversation.
People
he's not.
Would.
He's not because I'm taking Magic Johnson over Bill Russell.
You can do
I'm taking Larry Bird over Bill Russell. I'm taking Michael Jordan over Bill Russell. I'm taking a lot of people over before I take Bill Russell. And I like the guy. Yeah. But let's be honest, okay? Let's keep it real.
I'm just saying.
Keeping it real
old
always,
school, old school brothers out there may throw them and may actually pick
you know what you guys remind me of?
Play.
You know what you guys remind me of?
What's that?
Those old grumpy old men that always like, oh, man, back in my days, these players wouldn't be able to ride with my guys.
I'm defending those fans who are those guys. Yeah, all
right? That's what you guys sound like right now, okay? Look, appreciate greatness, especially you, Steve. He's playing for your Miami Heat. He's playing for your Miami Heat. Look at what doesn't he do right now? What doesn't he
we're
do?
We're not disputing that,
that
he's a great
that.
Player.
Yeah, I'm not disputing.
Physically, he's the best athlete in the history of the
you
sport.
You asked me, who would I rather take? And yeah. I'm saying,
okay.
To build my franchise, I'm taking Jordan.
Here's my question, okay? Because you're telling me closing out games, he's not at Jordan's level. But he has been clutch closing out games, right? So currently, if he continues being clutch as he's been,
yes.
Okay, because that's
said,
the ultimate. Hold on, wait.
What?
That's the question, okay? He's been closing out games.
Yes.
So if he continues doing that, which is what I've been saying.
Yes.
Where will he not be Jordan then at that point in time?
Like I said, he can have more points, same amount of championships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still taking Jordan.
But why? Because if he continues being as clutch as he's been, because he's been clutch.
Because the fact is he can take over a game. He wants to take over a game. LeBron is not that type of guy. You just said it.
Okay.
He likes to just
I'm
shoot.
Give you my
he likes to do it everything else.
Steve, buddy.
Michael
Steve,
will
buddy.
Take over the game.
Steve, buddy.
Let me tell you why,
have
though.
You been watching the NBA Conference Finals, Eastern
yes,
Conference?
Yes, I have.
Did you watch Game 5?
I have.
What happened from the third quarter on?
I understand.
What did LeBron James
well,
do?
We're talking about one game. I'm talking...
If he continues... Listen to my question. If he continues doing what he's doing...
Yes.
How can you say then that he's not? Because he's doing exactly what you asked. He's taking over when he has to.
Right.
So where would he not be Jordan then? If he continues on this path, which is my defense. I'm not saying that he right now he is. But if he continues going as he is.
Okay.
Where would he not be Jordan?
All right. You want me to be very honest? It's because
please.
Jordan, in his era, it was a much rougher and dirtier time. Guys were mauling you. Guys were all over you.
Okay.
What is
okay.
LeBron doing right there?
If you want to do the grumpy old man, then I have no defense for that. Then I have no defense
that,
for that.
How is that grumpy
because
old
it's,
man?
Oh, back
it's
in my
fact.
Days. Back in my
it's
days.
Let me tell you what the X factor for me is.
Yeah,
right
Jeff.
These two athletes are obviously very close. Okay?
Yeah.
LeBron is the freak of nature, the best athlete we've seen in the NBA. Speed, size, strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For me, what puts Jordan slightly over top
mm-hmm.
is because I never saw Jordan fail.
Mm-hmm.
As a Knicks fan, each and every year, he dominated, he went to the finals, and won the championship. It's like the Yankees of the late 90s. They were like, oh, the Yankees always win. That's to me, that's what Jordan was. I've seen LeBron fail. I've seen him go to the finals and lose. Go to the finals and lose.
But
get eliminated
Jordan
in the
failed
playoffs.
Too, but you were too young to see him fail. That's the
okay,
problem.
Well, that's not my fault.
You were too
that's
young.
Not my fault.
But if
when I saw him play,
do
he
your
never
research.
Failed.
Do
when
your
LeBron
research.
Is playing, he's failed.
You
hey,
have to research.
Let's also consider another fact, Jesus.
Please.
He left the NBA, came back,
and still was dominant.
And he could have easily won
and
seven or eight straight titles.
Okay.
I can't deny that, Steve. I can't deny
We've
that.
Never
but
seen
what
that.
What I'm telling you is, if LeBron James continues doing what he's doing, everything Jordan has done other than the chips, because I don't think LeBron's going to get six chips. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't think he's going to get that. But if
but
he continues
count,
to
no?
play.
Shouldn't that count for something?
No, because then I'm going to say Bill Russell was the best player of all time. So I can't just go based. That's part
not
of the
just
equation.
All that, but you have to throw that in there as part
of course, but LeBron has a ring, so he's won a ring, and he had a lot to do with that ring. He was the NBA Finals MVP.
You're right.
So he had a lot to do with it.
Correct.
But I have to look at the whole thing in general. LeBron James does everything Jordan did now. Everything he's doing. He's closing games. He's clutch. He hits jumpers. He defends. He's stronger than Jordan. He's a better rebounder than Jordan. He's a better passer than Jordan. The one thing Jordan has, and I can never take this from you guys, is Jordan has that killer instinct. That's what LeBron James needs to continue to develop.
If he develops that, then I can probably say he's the best of all time.
Okay.
Until then, I
okay.
cannot say
that's
that.
That's fine. That's fine. But Game 5, did he not show a sign
he
of
did.
That killing?
He did.
Thank you. Okay. So then,
I'm not basing.
I guess what Jeff is saying, it's still to be determined. What Steve is saying, we can argue this in another way.
Five or 6 years, we can go back and revisit
this. Yeah, we will. That's fine. And I appreciate your honesty. Steve's saying he's the grumpy old man, that that's never going to change.
There's nobody close.
I'm being realistic. I know what I see.
I'm willing to revisit this discussion.
Because the only difference right now is the killer instinct. Everything else, LeBron James, of course, the chips. But LeBron James has Jordan at right now. Right. Except that killer instinct. Now, guys, I got some quick NBA news I got to go over. Rumor has it, Chris Paul, he's not happy with the Clippers. So there's rumors out this morning, where would he end up? I still think he's going to end up with the Clippers. But if he couldn't end up with the Clippers, you're looking at teams like the Mavericks. Atlanta Hawks are said to they're gonna try to actually bring both Dwight Howard and Chris Paul to Atlanta. But Dwight Howard has made it very clear he has no interest in going to the Atlanta Hawks. Dwight Howard, also, he's probably going to be going. He decided between Houston and the Knicks. Chris Paul, there's stupid rumors out there that the Knicks are going to try to make a push for Chris Paul. That's all Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is telling them, go get Chris Paul any way you can, any way possible. Realistically speaking, the only way that can happen, they need Jason Kidd and Marcus Camby to retire to get them under the luxury tax threshold. Then they got to trade Tyson Chandler, Shumpert, Copeland, Felton, and get back DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul. And at that point, Chris Paul would still have to take about a $3 million pay cut to do that. I don't foresee it happening. I think Chris Paul stays there with the Clippers. That's your latest NBA news. That's your latest NBA fix. By the way, I did tell you guys, I still believe Dwight Howard is going to Houston to play with James.
Howard said it first.
I've been saying that for months.
Unlike that other news conference out there that's trying to claim it.
Yeah, they said
that for months.
I've been saying it for the longest. Yes, Dwight Howard to the Rockets. Now, Jeff, we do this every week. It's called The Rant. I normally do The Rant this week, but you know what? I got my special guest here. He's been going at it. He's itching to go because he has something he just wants to release upon. So, Jeff, the floor is yours.
Thank you, guys. And this one hurts. Everybody knows that baseball is my favorite sport. This is supposed to be, it's supposed to be America's pastime. It's supposed to be as American as apple pie and Chevy trucks and hot dog. It's what I grew up watching with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, why is nobody watching the games? Nobody's going to the games. Nobody's tuning into the games. Now, the MLB attendance is at an all-time low. It's actually half of what it was 10 years ago. When you watch a Yankees and Boston Red Sox game and you see empty seats, you know we're in dire straits.
Yep.
I'm gonna say that this probably started around 98. 98 was the peak of the steroid era, okay? That's when, baseball was at its best. Everybody was following the Maguires and the Sosa home run race where they each demolished Babe Ruth and Roger Maris' records. And then in 2003, Bonds broke that with 73. He broke Maguire's 70 home run record. He had 73. I think that was the last, I want to say that was the last steroid-related milestone. And after that, it went just downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to blame that on Jose Canseco. Canseco opened his mouth. MLB, I mean, everybody knew what was going on. You know, illegal substances. It was illegal in the country. It wasn't banned in the sport. So everybody just turned, the other face, the other cheek, and just ignored it until Canseco brought it to the light, and now MLB had to investigate it, and what they found out was that more players than they hoped were using the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when they had to dig deeper and deeper, everybody was using it. So then now, with that, with every failed test, you lose a handful of fans. Next thing you know, we have a dozen failed tests every year. More and more fans get discouraged. And then the fans who were just watching, the casual fans who were watching it for the home runs aren't there no more because guess what? Nobody's hitting home runs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the famous mantra at the time was, chicks dig the long ball.
Yep.
And the numbers were showing that. In 1998, 13-plus players hit 40 or more home runs. In 2009, only one player accomplished that. Only one! This is crazy.
Man.
And what I'm going to say also, I'm gonna blame it not only on that, but I'm also gonna blame it on the economy. Yeah, the economy's shot. A lot of people can't afford these overpriced tickets, these $10 beers, and these $5 or $6 hot dogs. That has a lot to do with it. But I'm gonna mostly blame it on Jose Canseco for bringing that to the light. He brought it to the light. Everybody left with it. Nobody, especially now, the Black or African American demographic. They're navigating towards the NBA or the NFL because they're more flashy. They're sexier, if you will. Major League Baseball is now a pitching game. Nobody wants to see a 1-0 game. Everybody wants to see home runs, long balls, a lot of runs being scored. It's not attractive anymore. It's not sexy anymore. So that's basically it. I'm pissed off about it. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a baseball fan. I love the sport. I watch every game. I can sit through a 3 or 4 hour game. And that's another thing. The games are so long.
Thank you.
Nobody wants to sit through a 4 hour game. And in the seventh inning, they got to do all these national anthems. And that's great. Patriotism. Okay. But nobody wants to sit through that. They want to watch a fast paced run and gun football, NBA. People, please. The commissioner has to do something. Joe Torre has to do something. Try to get more Hispanics, more blacks involved. Try to make it, again, a sexier game. And at the end of the day, you know, hopefully the stats will go up. If the economy gets better, the prices will go down. People will start attending the games. But damn you, Jose Canseco.
And that, guys, is Jeff's rant. We're running out of time, guys. Let's pay these bills real quick. Jeff, real quick, let them know.
Keeping it real always. Inside the Mind of Elite. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, AuthorHouse.com. Go check it out.
My Family Story, How the Bank Waged War. Go check it out, Amazon. It's a book about the banks, the way they do you wrong when you purchase a house, the way they try to get you out, the way they try to get what they want. Go check it out.
And check out the music, guys. You can check out DJ K-Dub at soundcloud.com/VANLAZ0R. You can also follow him at twitter.com/LAZ0R Productions. Go and check him out.
www.mentapowernyc.com. They got a new line coming out. Also, go get your clothing there, especially for city people. You're gonna love the clothing there. Go check it out. It's on the right-hand side of our page. Go watch it. Also, guys, promotions, things like that. You want to get in contact with us, go contact us. SportingDebate1@gmail.com. We'll give you prices. We'll give you rates. We're getting great hits on these podcasts, so you may want to get your name put in this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Well, that was it. Again, thanks for watching, and we hope you guys tune in next week.
All right, guys. Stay safe. Drive safe. Enjoy your week. Go Pacers.
All right, adios.
Peace. For real.